Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask, Lord, that you get out this warning sufficiently to touch people, to get them prepared for what is coming. And we thank you, Father, for doing this in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to continue with how to immunize from plagues or pestilence. We already did the first audio, and I'm going to do a second one here. And I think everybody needs to pay attention. I know that a lot of people aren't. That's probably mostly because they pay too much attention to the mainstream media. But this coronavirus is exploding on the world and spreading in the U.S. And it is a designed biological weapon that was first made in the U.S. And then the Chinese stole it from a Canadian lab and re-engineered it. So, and I believe that they had a vaccine for when it was designed in the United States, but that no longer is appropriate. Obviously, it's been monkeyed with too many times. It can't be stopped at this time except by God, who has the only cure and vaccine. And we'll share that with you, too. It's going to kill multiplied millions. There's no doubt about it. It's more viral and spreading faster than any has before. And I believe that this is the worst of the plagues that the Lord told us were coming about 2.5 years ago. The deep state has been calling this pandemic imminent for some time. And according to the Bible, from what we've discovered and the dreams and revelations we've had, it was them that released it. So, and of course, the lab in the United States that did it, you know, that was under the deep state and so on. So, if you want to see, you know, what our dreams were in the past concerning this for the last 2.5 years, you can go to God's Warning of Coming Pestilence. And it's on the front page of our site. And it's quite a long thing, but there's a lot of exhortation, a lot of teaching on how to avoid it or be healed or be vaccinated by God there, you know. So the airports obviously cannot detect it when someone is infected and transmissible 24 days now, they're saying, before the symptoms show up. So it's useless. It's useless. I think I will share some headlines again with you, just to get us to the place where we know we need God here, you know. Some of these are from Pandemic News. I think that, possibly, Outbreak .news thought they were going to be shut down, and so they moved over here. That's what my thought is. I'm not sure about that. So this is pandemic.news. I'll share, you know, just an article here. China quarantines more than 80 cities as coronavirus continues to spread and kill as school dorms are turned into disease-ridden prison camps. Yes, they're just housing people until they die or get over it, you know. Chinese officials are continuing to implement drastic measures in order to stop the spread of the coronavirus that originated in Wuhan City, even turning school dorms into isolation wards that some say resemble disease-ridden prison camps. As reported by the Epoch Times on Sunday, The communist government has ordered more than 80 cities to be quarantined, robbing citizens of their livelihood while slowing production that kept the world supplied with cheap goods. That's really not the important thing now, except that they don't have much of an economy left. They've shut down all their factories and so on and so forth. So this has destroyed their economy. And it's coming here now. The paper noted 5 Wuhan University dorms were converted into quarantine centers for coronavirus patients as the city struggles to contain the disease. Over the weekend, major cities such as Guangzhou, Shenzhen, and Tianjin have joined a list of over 80 Chinese cities that have enacted isolation measures to prevent the virus from spreading. But it's not working. I mean, if you lock up a bunch of sick people in there with well people, the well people end up being sick, right? So this is an attempt to isolate, separate the two, okay? But it's way, way too late. It's spreading way too fast. Last week, Wuhan City Vice Mayor Hu Yabo told reporters at the daily virus update news conference that city and provincial governments were moving to convert student dormitories at 4 universities, as well as the new campus of the Hubei Province Communist Party Training School, into hold camps for the infected. On and on. I'm not going to bore you. I just wanted to show you that they are working at it. And let me say that they're failing. And also, I'm not going to read this one to you, but Beijing, the capital, has also fallen to a pandemic quarantine. I won't read that one. Here's another one. This is, I think, kind of important. CDC intelligence officer, anthrax researcher, and African vaccine deployment expert openly admits the coronavirus pandemic is beyond control and will spread globally. And it says, as the totally discredited mainstream media continues to pretend that the coronavirus pandemic isn't real, the truth is starting to emerge from establishment scientists who are warning the world that this outbreak cannot be contained. Yes, it's probably the worst thing that's ever come along as far as speed and virility. It's tough. One of those individuals is Nancy Messonnier. She works for the CDC and previously served as an epidemic intelligence service officer with the deputy director for infectious diseases under the CDC. The current director is Dr. J.C. Butler. And Messonnier was recently quoted in the Bloomberg News article stating, "We are preparing as if this were the next pandemic." I think they're too late for that. It's already there. And, let's see, when did this article came out? On the 7th. Yes, it's already there. reiterating that it would be impossible to fully contain the virus and prevent the outbreak from spreading, word for word from Bloomberg. "Total containment isn't in the cards," said Nancy, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. "Given the nature of this virus and how it's spreading, that would be impossible. Our goal is to slow this thing down. We are preparing as if this were the next pandemic. Again, that was on the 7th. It is a pandemic. Notably, this quote contradicts the official denials being aggressively pushed by the CDC, the WHO, and the totally dishonest anti-human mainstream media. According to those authoritative sources, the coronavirus pandemic is no big deal. It is completely under control and poses no threat to Western nations. Anyone who contradicts that official narrative is immediately branded a conspiracy source. And, of course, you know the mainstream media, in case you don't know this, is totally owned by the deep state. Totally. And that's why they're totally left-wing, totally communist, and many, many Satanists involved. It's a totally corrupt organization. Anyway, it begs the question, why is Nancy admitting the truth that nearly all other official sources are denying? The job history of Messner reveals a fascinating theory that might explain all this. Let's take a look. Well, I don't know if we're going to read all that. We're not saying that Messner is a bad person with evil intent, but Messner is a product of the military wing of the CDC. Her previous title was Epidemic Intelligence Service Officer with the Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases. If that sounds like a military branch, that's because it is. The entire CDC is essentially a military operation. And CDC officials wear full-blown military uniforms and follow a military code of conduct. The very existence of the CDC is wildly unconstitutional, of course. The CDC claims the authoritative power to medically kidnap anyone at any time. And yet no one at the CDC answers to the American voters. The head of the CDC is not elected. The voters have no power. And recall anything. Look, the WHO, the World Health Organization, the CDC, they're all mixed up in the deep state problem. I'm going to close out on this and go to something else. Just want to point out that there is people in authority that do know that this is out of control. And really can't be remedied with what they're using now. And quarantining is not working. It's not working because it so quickly takes out the healthy people among the diseased people. And separating them is causing more confusion and problems too. Okay, this is, well, let me say about that the coronavirus doesn't just fall to the ground, like most viruses do when you just sneeze or cough. It's proven to be carried by the wind in an aerosol manner. So it's very hard to contain, and people don't have to be within 6 feet. You know, some viruses, 2 feet, some 6 feet. You don't have to be that close to catch it from someone, or if it's sprayed from the air in an aerosol manner. Okay. Also, it's mutating, which makes vaccines pointless. It's now been proven to be transmissible 24 days before symptoms show up, making the airport screening totally useless. And it mutates from person to person, so no vaccine can keep up with it. I'll just read this article here. The coronavirus is already mutating as it jumps from person to person. Viral evolution may make vaccines pointless. Yes, and others have said it is pointless. Novel coronavirus is already demonstrating an exceptional ability to mutate, according to Chinese scientists, which means that fighting it just got a whole lot more difficult. In a process described as striking, coronavirus is able to substantially alter itself on the fly, morphing into new forms as it passes from one person to another. including within the same family of people, which, of course, all this proves is man's hand in this thing. It's not natural. Researchers investigating a cluster of infections identified in the southern Chinese province of Guangdong found that the genes of coronavirus undergo significant changes as the virus continues to spread. While all viruses are known to mutate, they typically do so silently or synonymously, meaning the changes have little effect on how the virus behaves. Coronavirus, however, adapts non-synonymously, altering its biological traits. So it was made to kill people. And I think it's been pretty well proven that the Chinese planned, at least the Indians have inside information on that, they planned to use it on the United States. It got loose a little prematurely. I'm going to continue with this. It says, in the coronavirus strains collected from a single family in Guangdong, Professor Qiujiji and colleagues from the Institut Pasteur of Shanghai observed two non-synonymous changes indicating that viral evolution may have occurred during person-to-person transmission. According to a paper they authored that was published in the Journal of National Science Review on January 29th. Close monitoring of the virus's mutation, evolution, and adaption is needed, they further asked. In other coronavirus strains they collected from other areas of China, they identified upwards of 17 different non-synonymous mutations, suggesting that there's no identifiable limit to the number of mutations coronavirus can undergo, which further suggests that this thing is a manufactured bioweapon. We do not have an answer yet about whether or not novel coronavirus is mutating faster than SARS. On and on. I think I'm going to end that right there. And let's see. Okay. Look at this one here. Yes, coronavirus is a bioweapon with gene sequence that's only possible if it was genetically modified in a lab. And it looks to me like it's gone through at least three labs. So they all monkeyed with it, you know. And no doubt it got worse and worse as time went by. The truth about novel coronavirus, it says, is starting to trickle its way out of the realm of independent science, with new research pointing to strange anomalies in the virus's genetic structure that suggest it's more than likely a bioweapon. Published in the online journal of BioRxiv, the study found that novel coronavirus contains key structural proteins from HIV. Of course, this is terrible because that's incurable. Entitled Uncanny Similarity of Unique Inserts in the 2019-N COV Spike Protein to HIV-1, GP120, and GAG. The paper identifies four unique insertions in the virus spike glycoprotein that aren't present in any other form of coronavirus, meaning this one is a whole different animal. The paper goes on further specifics about how these inserts do not appear to be natural, including that the engineering of novel coronavirus with these unusual gene sequences is unlikely to be fortuitous in nature, again pointing to its unnatural origin. Almost nobody knows about this study because the mainstream media is ignoring it and its implications, and independent media outlets like Zero Hedge that have dared to report on it are now being systematically censored from Twitter and other social media platforms for spreading misinformation. Any suggestion that the coronavirus was engineered as a bioweapon had to be immediately eliminated, writes Mike Adams, the health ranger, about the situation. The prevailing panic by the establishment sought to blame this outbreak on Mother Nature, in other words, bats, snakes, seafood, etc., rather than the human beings who are playing around with deadly biological weapons that are designed to extinguish human life. Be sure, now let's see. Well, okay. I'm going to go again here and look for something else. Okay. This is, again, pandemic news. Containment of the coronavirus, prepare for global spread. This is a little bit older than the other ones. This was on the 6th. But let me just say before I turn to this one, flu-like symptoms are now spreading across the United States. There's a lot of sickness in the United States right now. And it's still being called pneumonia. We remember here when hospital wards in our area were being filled with people with these symptoms a few years ago, and the Lord told us that it was from the chemtrails. Turned out to be true. That was probably practice for what they're doing now, I'm guessing, except that now the coronavirus is being spread by air in an aerosol manner. You say, where do you get that, David? Well, I just have to tell you that I had this thought for a few days, and so I just asked the Lord for a sign if it was true, and I got it, that it was true. And I then asked Michael to ask for a confirmation, and he got it too. Also, by the light of the very full moon, we could see that they're working overtime to chemtrail us. Let me say this. This is not to be feared by those who believe in God's vaccine, you know, which we share on this in this text here, and how exactly you can have God's vaccine. That's in part one. And I also asked if this virus would build up a natural immunity in those Christians who have symptoms but believe, and I got a yes. I think it will somewhat do that. So you're not to panic if you get it. We know that you, if you take care, if you hold fast the confession of your hope that it waver not, you will be delivered. You will be healed. God's word says it plainly, and he's never lied. So you don't have to worry about this. You just, in fact, you can be used to pray for others. So, and I got a yes about this, natural immunity. Another thing I'm going to say before I turn to this news source is, when can we expect it to get bad here in the United States? Well, first of all, China's virus spread naturally, not by air. So it's hard to calculate, but it could come faster than it did in China. From the time of China's first infection, which according to some was December the 1st, until things got bad enough to quarantine cities, was about 6 weeks. Our first infection was January the 22nd here in the United States. If it was the same exponential curve by March the 4th, we could see things begin to get out of control. You know, at 24 days, when a person's first infected, 24 days later, they start having symptoms and start wanting to treat them. And, of course, all that time, they've been infectious, right? However, one variable is that the Chinese seem to be more affected by this virus than Westerners. Okay, it's true of most viruses. They can claim one race easier than another. So let me go to this article here. Contained, breached. The NCOV coronavirus is out of control. Mainstream health experts warned the world to prepare for global spread. Again, Mike Adams on the 6th, February the 6th. It's now clear the coronavirus pandemic has broken containment and is self-replicating beyond control as the corporate-controlled media still pretends the coronavirus pandemic doesn't exist. It has already spread beyond any reasonable hope of containment. Health experts are now warning China cannot contain it. Instead, they lie about it. And the left-wing media follow suit, pretending that lying about a pandemic is somehow a treatment to stop it. Yes. Denial is not a treatment for a pandemic. Denial doesn't stop the spread. In fact, it encourages it. That's why the left-wing media, the tech giants, the World Health Organization, and the governments of the world are all now complicit in the worsening of this pandemic. They refuse to even tell the world what's happening, and they pretend that they can somehow cover this up long enough that no one will notice when their own friends, family members, or co-workers start dropping dead in cities all around the world. Even the World Health Organization is now pretending the pandemic is no longer exists. Even when just a few days ago, that same WHO declared an emergency global pandemic was underway, as explained in my podcast, okay? It can no longer be contained. Okay, so I'm going to go to something else here. Well, as we know, they've been lying about the numbers from the beginning, and they're doing it in this country just like they did it in China. World Health Organization Secretary General says Western nations are withholding coronavirus outbreak data. Mainstream media blacklists the news to keep the public in the dark as the pandemic spreads. Yes, these criminals in the news media, they're guilty of a lot of death because they're not warning people. The news reported here has apparently been blacklisted everywhere across the United States and the UK media. It is further evidence that a massive global coordinated cover-up is being run by Western nations, not just China, in an effort to lie to the public about the true size of the pandemic in nations beyond mainland China. Here's the news. The Secretary General of the WHO, Tedros, whatever his name is, said last night that wealthy nations of the world, in other words, Western nations, are refusing to share data on coronavirus outbreaks. He said that the WHO has only received complete case report forms for only 38% of the known cases so far. Essentially, well, that's of the known cases. What about the unknown cases, you know? Let me say that China is burying in deep ditches humans, and they are incinerating as fast as they can. They're also burying their pig population because they believe it is spreading it too. And they're it's a major disaster for them. Okay, pigs are very important to Chinese. Okay. The known cases so far essentially implying that Western nations are less transparent than China when it comes to reporting the true number of coronavirus infections. I can believe that. They don't want to get out, and especially don't want to get out that they started it. This is being covered in Asian news sources such as Liberty Times Net, who covered the story at this link. So far, there appears to be zero coverage of this news in the United States or UK media, obviously pointing to a coordinated cover-up. The CIA has ordered all U.S. mainstream media organizations to lie about the pandemic, just as the communist Chinese government has ordered its local media to push propaganda. Additional details from LTN, translated from Chinese into English, reveal that the WHO is calling on world countries to drop all travel restrictions against China and allow infected Chinese to freely enter all nations, obviously to spread the pandemic far and wide. Do you know who gains from this? Big Pharma. The deep state. They make a lot of money off of sick people. They don't make money off of well people. Some people questioned that China concealed the report when the case came out, which made the epidemic out of control. However, Tedros, the Secretary General of the World Health Organization, criticized rich countries for failing to fulfill their obligation to share epidemic outbreak information. In addition to calling on the international community not to restrict tourism and trade due to the epidemic, the Secretary General also praised China for taking major measures. They took major measures, but it's all been a failure. So they're trying to keep this from the public. I guess they don't want people to panic. I guess they'd rather they died. It's totally nuts. But it's understandable. This is kind of what they've been doing for a long time. Okay, I'm probably not going to share this one, but this is an exiled Chinese billionaire. A few days ago, claimed that 1.5 million infected with coronavirus and 50,000 dead. Some of the nurses, a couple of the nurses have, gotten on the internet, which they don't do anymore, I understand, because they're threatened with death. And they're all saying it's over 100,000 dead. But he's saying he has inside information. He was exiled from China, and he's a billionaire. And he said it's 1.5 million. That was a few days ago. However, this thing is multiplying extremely fast. Okay. Here's something from InfoWars. Defense, the military, has mass quarantine camps set up in the United States. And, of course, this is first being used by people who are being brought into the United States from China, from nations around China that are infected. They're bringing them in and putting them in these camps. But I'm going to remind you of something, some of you that a lot of you already know, and that's that the FEMA camps are much larger and are already set up to handle this. And at least some of these are equipped with incinerators. Yeah. And, of course, you've seen the coffins out there, too, you know, that handle three or four bodies, you know, stacked by the jillions. Okay. So, God's vaccine. We covered that, I think, in pretty much detail in part one. But I'll just remind you of a few things. If you repent and confess your sins, you can have faith to be healed. 1 John 1:7-9 says, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Then what are you entitled to? All the benefits of the kingdom," right? 1 John 3:20-22 says, "But if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, we have boldness towards God. That means you can have faith towards God if your heart is not condemning you. Now, I have to tell you that the devil will put thoughts in your mind and then condemn you as though that started with you. But it started with him. He's famous for this. So there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who are justified by their faith that Jesus took away their sins. So when you confess your sins, then you confess your Savior. You confess the fact that the Lord has delivered you from sin. He delivered you out of the power of darkness, etc., etc. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight. Very good. So if your heart condemns you not, you can exercise faith. Now, you're not held accountable to every commandment, because you don't know every commandment of the Bible. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So if you know, and you continue to walk in willful disobedience, there's no sacrifice for your sins, the Bible says. Hebrews 10:26-28 says that. If we sin willfully after we receive the knowledge of the truth, Yeah, that's a condition. There remains no more a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment. Now this judgment is coming. And it's coming because of a lot of willful disobedience among Christians who are ignoring God's word, breaking his covenant because they're in idolatry with some stupid institution that claims to be Christian. And a fierceness of fire which shall devour the adversaries. The Lord says, I guarantee you judgment. And a fierceness of fire which will devour those who are against God. And who is that? Those who sin willfully. A man that has set at naught Moses' law dieth without compassion on the word of two or three witnesses. So, he says, confess therefore your sins, James 5:16, one to another, and pray one for another that you may be healed. Confess your sins that you may be healed. Amen. And, of course, you need to believe God's promises. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who in his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree. He took away your sins. Do you believe it? That we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Do you believe it? Some people say, oh, that's just spiritual. No. Jesus went about doing good, healing all who was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. No, it never was just spiritual healing. It definitely has healed so many multitudes of people since the day it was spoken that it can be obviously proven that believing this delivers you from sickness. And Psalm 103:3-4 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. So the people that say that God only heals some things and doesn't heal other things are liars. How many times did it say of Jesus and his disciples, and they healed them all? Healed them all. You know, those were stubborn and rebellious people, but yet he healed them. They had a covenant, you see. And he goes on in verse 4 to say, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. If this ain't destruction, I don't know what is. This is the poor man's nuclear weapon. Let me say, too, that the Indians say that the Chinese were building this in order to take down America. They've always said that they're not going to take down America with nuclear weapons. They want to use the place, right? But they've always said they're going to take it down by germ warfare. Well, that's exactly what they were getting ready to do when it got away from them. And what's being sprayed from the air is not getting away from anybody. It's coming from the deep state, who's been using the chemtrails all along to make people sick. You know, Galatians 3:13 and 14 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, you can look in Deuteronomy 28 and you can see the curse of the law. It talks about all the sicknesses that come upon people because they break God's law. But Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. In other words, God put our curse on Jesus if you repent and believe. Okay. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that upon the Gentiles might come the blessing of Abraham in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Yes, the promises that the Spirit has written, they're all for us if we repent and believe. And, you know, if you receive the blessing of Abraham, guess what? The Bible says Abraham was blessed in all things. That doesn't include dying of a plague. So, okay. And Jesus gave to his disciples dominion to tread upon serpents and scorpions, which he explained were demons, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall in any wise hurt you. That's Luke 10 and 19. And then he told his disciples, now you go make disciples and teach them to observe everything I told you. So he passed this to us. And he said to them in John 20 and 21, peace be unto you, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And Matthew 18, and he sent him with authority. He sent him with power. He sent him with dominion. In Matthew 18 and 18, he said, verily I say unto you, what things soever you shall bind, that means forbid on earth, shall be bound in heaven. And what things soever you shall loose, that means permit on earth, shall be loosed or permitted in heaven. So we have to be careful that we agree with God so that that faith will bring about the desired results that we want, right? Because when you disagree with God, you loose the demons, not the angels. And when you agree with God, you bind the demons and you loose the angels. That's the way it works. So we have this authority to bind and loose, and he's telling us that we do it. So be careful what you believe and what you say. I've been saying this. If you want God's blessings, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. If you agree with the curse, if you do not agree that Jesus took away your curse, you don't have a benefit from God here, you see. And Colossians 1 and 13 says, who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. You're out of the power of darkness if you believe it. The things that were written didn't profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith in them that heard, Paul said. Right? Well, it's the same way today. He delivered us out of the power of darkness. We have authority over the devil when we repent and believe. And he has authority over you when you don't repent and believe. It's very simple. Let me say that Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope, that it waver not, for he is faithful that promised. He's faithful that promised. Hold fast your confession, which means to speak the same as. Say what God says, by whose stripes you were healed. Say it. Confess it. Confess that no disease has authority over you. You keep confessing the symptoms, guess what you're going to have. Jesus said, be it unto you according to your faith. As you have believed, so shall it be unto you. That's both positive and negative. As you have believed, so shall it be unto you. So shall it be unto you. So he warned them. Remember what the Lord said in Exodus 15 and 26. I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now there was a condition. I'll read the whole text. He said, and he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Are you listening to God, or are you listening to your dead religion? And will do that which is right in his eyes. How do you find that out? You read the Bible, right? And will give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes. I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now you'll find when you start reading the New Testament and believing what you read, and not believing what people say, but just what you read, you'll find that you've been lied to, just like I did many, many years ago. I was lied to. And when I started agreeing with that, I started getting the benefits of the kingdom miraculously. And I was so happy. And you will be too. And in Exodus 12, he said, and the blood shall be for you a token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. All right, there's your Passover. And there shall no plague be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Is he smiting the land of Egypt? I guarantee you, the whole world. You know, theologians for years have said Egypt in that case represents the world. And of course, the people in Goshen weren't considered to be a part of the world. And they escaped all that stuff by the grace of God. And so it is today. We have a better covenant based on better promises, the Bible says. Oh, praise God. You know, I'm going to say Psalm 91. It's so very clear. Verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, that's those that are abiding in Christ through faith in his sacrifice for their sins and for sickness. That's there too. You know it's written. 1 Peter 2:24 mentions both sin and sickness. Why do theologians want to take the sickness out? But he mentions both. So those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And who can bother you under there? I will say of the Lord, I will say, here's that confession, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will, it is written. But there's a condition there, you see. He will cover thee with his pinions. Under his wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. In other words, it'll defend you against the enemy. Thou shalt not be afraid. This is most important. Most important. Not be afraid. Fear welcomes the curse. It believes in the curse. Fear invites pestilence into your body. Thou shalt not be afraid. That's a command. For the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, because you can't see it, obviously, right? Nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side. You see, now, here's an opportunity coming. This is happening to Christians over there in China right now. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's if you do not fear, if you believe the promises of divine health, like Exodus 15 and 26, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. Who is the wicked? Well, it's the Egyptians, but it's those outside of abiding in the secret place of the Most High. You're accounted righteous by abiding in Jesus Christ by faith, believing his word, confessing his word. You're accounted righteous for your belief. Like Abraham was accounted righteous when he believed God, even though he looked at Sarah and said, don't look like it's going to happen. No. He believed God in spite of what he saw in Sarah and in himself. He believed God. And it was accounted to him for righteousness' sake. And that was written, it says, for us. Amen. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent. Verse 10. For he will give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. So are you afraid? Or are you going to hold fast to God's word and find out what it says? You don't have to take my word for it. We got a book out. It just came out. We've been working on it for a while. It's called God's Vaccine. It's linked on the front of our site in red so people can see it very easily. God's Vaccine. Read it. Get faith in your heart to believe that God did this for you. I'm going to also, in this writing here, I'll put a link to God's Protection from Weapons of Mass Destruction. I'll put a link to how God informs us of a coming cocktail of diseases spread by man and what to do. There's a link there for that. The real good news of what God did to heal you already. It's not a matter of you convincing him of anything. He's already done it. He's not going to change his mind. You may not have boldness to accept it by faith, but that's not God's fault. Right? And we called it the real good news. And I'll put a link here to that. And I would say the first four chapters are very important concerning what we're talking about now. And how that by his stripes you were already healed, already done. Stop trying to convince God. You be convinced. And this will really help you, because it'll point out to you that this is all past tense. All of your salvation is. You just have to believe it. It's already been done. I'll put a link there for how your tongue will bring life or death to you. It's one of our books. The Tongue Conquers the Curse is the name of it. I'll put a link to that book there. And how God delivered you from dark powers. Deliverance from Dark Powers. That's one of our books. I'll put a link on this text here, too, for that. All of this is, of course, to help your faith, help you to believe what God says in the face of very, very negative things that could be very quickly around you. It's considering the way they're spreading it. So, we'll see very soon. I suspect by March the 4th, we will see quite a bit more than what we're seeing now, and probably by the end of March, considerably more than what we're seeing now. And God has told us that he's doing this to do two things: to chasten the apostate church, to bring down evil leaders in the apostate church that has not taught the truth to God's people, and to come against the faction, both in the church, which we've talked to you about, and which is something that's historic throughout the Bible. There's been factions against the leaders of the church to make war against the leaders and to discredit the leaders from one end of the Bible to the other. It's nothing new. It's history repeating. So the faction in the church and the faction in the government, which is the deep state, is going to judge these two. Remember, only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked. This is strange. They started it in an attempt to basically bring down the support of Donald Trump and to just, you know, take away people's interest in prosecuting them. They started it, and it's going to kill them. You know, if you don't think this is a habit by the left wing, just all you've got to do is watch what they're doing. They keep shooting themselves in the foot time after time after time. That's because God's on the throne and they don't know it. That most of them actually believe the devil runs this world. They don't know. God is on the throne. Oh, glory be to God. Okay, thank you for joining us today, saints. And also, we just pray for Michael Hare to share a good word, and that the Lord anoint it, and that everybody has eyes to see and ears to hear. And thank you, Father, for doing this for them. In Jesus' name, amen.